I look at the ventriloquist dolls kind of the same way I think a concert violinist looks at his violin.
My name is Redneck Rabbit.
What kind of rabbit are you?
I'm half cottontail, half playboy bunny.
My name is Ian Varela, and I am a grown man who plays with dolls for a living. Professional comedy ventriloquist. I have Alfred, who's kind of a Muppet-style boy.
What'd you call me?
Your name is Alfred.
My name is Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D. Yep, we are living the dream.
Yes, we are. Gramps, cranky old man.
What is it like working with this guy here? Oh, horrible. You won't pay me?
What are you going to do with your money?
Oh, I don't know. She keeps me in the trunk all the time.
I saw a ventriloquist came to my school back where I grew up in Centerville, Ohio. And I thought, wow, that looks like fun. I just thought, wow, that is so cool. The kids were laughing. And I'm like, how is he making that puppet talk and without moving his lips? That's, you know, it's like, it was almost like a magic trick. I'm going to see if I can find some books about that. My mom, one Christmas, got me two records, one from Edgar Bergen and one from a fellow by the name of Jimmy Nelson. And they were instructional records, how to do ventriloquism. Biggest challenge doing ventriloquism is learning the six difficult letters. There are six letters out of the alphabet you cannot pronounce without moving your lips. Letter B, letter F, the letter M, the letter P, the letter V, and W. So you substitute B with D or a TH sound or a G. M is N, P is T or TH. W is pretty easy. It's the V is like a TH sound. If you say, give me a bag of M&Ms and give me a bag of N&Ns, it kind of almost plays a trick on your mind. Like, did he say M&Ms? Yeah, I think it sounded like he said M&Ms. It's kind of like learning a new language because you have to make a split-second decision about which substitution works best with what word. And, of course, it's also very important in the art of ventriloquism to make sure that the mouth syncs up with what you're saying. If you're going to say kitty cat and open your mouth once, it doesn't look right. Kitty cat has three syllables, so let's open and shut three times. Another one of the challenges is keeping the puppet animated. You really want to create the illusion of two separate people. So you're doing three things at once. You have to remember your lines, their lines. You have to make sure your lips aren't moving. You got to make sure that you are reacting to what the dummy says. In a way, the ventriloquist is the straight man. He's the actor who's reacting to what the puppet says. The hard part about what I do is the comedy, is getting the audience to laugh. And you're up there and the crowd is with you and they're having a great time. It's like time speeds up. And when they aren't laughing as much, time seems to slow down. It's like wading through molasses. Show business is just something that I've always wanted to do. I've never wanted to do anything else. I plan on doing what I'm doing until the day I die. I kind of joke around, but I'm sort of serious. I wouldn't mind going that way. Going just do a show. Good night. Done. I'm out of there. No more shows.
Do you have a health plan? Sure do. What's your health plan? Don't get sick. There's the health plan.